Bonus. Something extra that is good. B-O-N-U-S. Bonus.
Welcome in, guys, to another bonus episode of Two Peas on a Podcast. And we're still in the 1980s. You know, I am a creature of habit, so I've been doing a lot of 80s-themed bonus episodes for the first half of this year, of 2018. They'll live forever, but that's when they were recorded. And today is a special one. I'm very excited about this one, and it's special for a couple different reasons. First of all, for the topic. So I love the 80s, as I said. Today's top five list that we're doing on this bonus episode is the top five TV theme songs from the 1980s, songs that led into your favorite sitcom or drama or any show in the 80s. I got a pretty eclectic list here, and I'm sure my panel does as well. But another reason why this one is very exciting for me is because we have three people on the show, myself included, that are all from North Carolina, all in North Carolina. I gotta admit, I didn't really do it on purpose because I love these two people, and I just reached out to them and I thought about them for this list. They're both pretty 80s centric, but it turns out we're all in North Carolina, so raise up, you know what I mean? I don't know what else to say there. I know that Epic Film Guy Nick probably won't like that coalition, but he can go straight to hell. So let's introduce the let's introduce the panel today in the order that they are going to be picking. First up is the lady on the panel, the only lady on board today, Ashley from Rabbit Ears. Sweetie, welcome back to Two Peas. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you for having me again. You know how much I love nostalgia, so yeah. I'm pumped.
Yeah, not only that, but TV, right? So Rabbit Ears TV.
I know, right? That was kind of a gimme. But no, I'm mad that we're not all at your house drinking coffee together, Gerald.
I know. I'm a piece of crap because I saw your message about that suggestion, like, 15 minutes before we recorded, so we wouldn't have time to set that up.
But I put it in there with enough fucking time for us all to drive to your house, because not only are we all in North Carolina, we're all like 30 minutes away from each other.
I know. I could have had an Uber pick you guys up and bring you over, but I dropped the ball there. But, you know, thanks for being here. It means a lot to me. And then we got Wesley from Via VHS. Are we saying Via or are we saying Via today, Wesley? Are we being sophisticated?
You know what? It is up to the orator. You know what? If you want to say Via, if it makes you feel good.
No, it doesn't. It makes me feel horrible. I say
Via. It makes you feel horrible?
I say Via VHS. I don't know. I don't do Via.
I think it's definitely the North Carolina way of saying it.
Yeah, of course. So here we are, guys, North Carolina 3, and we're strong down here in the South, and the ACC tournament's going on right now, and you know, I'm not sure when this episode is going to be up, but we're recording this in March, right in the heart of March Madness, and the top five TV theme songs from the 1980s. Ashley, sweetie, you are going first, so get us kicked off with your number five.
Okay, so I was going to ask you, but you kind of like cleared it up for me in your intro, if it had to be like sitcoms or stuff like that. So
no, it doesn't.
My list kind of leans a lot in one direction, which you'll get to, but my number five pick does not really indicate where I'm headed, because it's with the Golden Girls, and Thank You for Being a Friend, because I love that fucking theme song.
You know what? That's going to come up later. I don't know about Wesley, but it will be mentioned.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the car.
Tell you, I left it on my list, but I found out in my research, and when I say I found out in my research, I'm talking about like 20 minutes ago, I found out that it actually was recorded in 1978. By Cynthia Fee. It was like a country song back then, and she re-recorded kind of a pop version for the show in 1984, but I'm going to allow it because there's no fucking way I was going to take it off my list. because I love that song.
Yeah.
And
I'll put an asterisk on mine just in case.
Yeah. But hey, great pick.
And I mean,
go ahead.
My honorable mentions have plenty that I could swap out in there if I needed to. But
yeah, no.
I mean, when I did Golden Girls for my show, I watched 6 seasons of this shit and I did not skip the intro one time when I was watching it.
Yeah, it's so
and
great.
I honestly sang it every time.
Oh, so good. It is so good. Such a good tune. Such a feel good song. You know, I do weddings a lot. I DJ weddings. People often will ask me to play that song for, you know, their bridesmaids
Shut
or whatever.
Up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a classic. I mean, it is a classic. And it's one of those songs that you just, when you hear it, you immediately think of the Golden Girls. You know what I mean? So anyway, there you go. Thank you for being a friend, kicking us off. Love the pick. Number 5. Wesley, you cool with that, brother?
Oh, I'm down with it. Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's great.
Yeah. I mean, the Golden Girls, you know what I mean? Those old ladies, they had a good, Sophia was my jam, dude. They had it going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wesley, what do you got, man, for your number 5 TV theme song from the 80s?
Does that have to have lyrics?
No, absolutely not. No.
Okay. Well, my first song, you know, I'm sitting beside my Ferrari. I've got a pushed up sports jacket. It's probably pastel, pocket full of Quaaludes. I'm going with Miami Vice.
Dude, that's my number 5.
That's,
yeah, that's my number 5. Go ahead and talk a little bit about why you like that tune, man.
It just, first of all, as somebody who hosts a show called Via VHS, it is the most 80s, especially yuppie 80s. It's just, it has all that theme to it, you know, and it's just got, it, actually, I listened to it and it gave me a 5 o'clock shadow. I mean, so,
right.
It's just awesome. I just like the feel of it, you know?
Yeah, no, I do too. It definitely screams the 80s. And it's my number 5 as well. It's from Jan Hammer from 1985, the Miami Vice theme. And the only thing I put on my notes that you didn't mention is that this was unheard of to have a instrumental song with no lyrics go to number 1 on the Billboard US charts. The only thing that came close was the year before, Axel F. from Beverly Hills Cop went to number 3. It also did not chart at number 1. But those two songs combined, if you put those two together, I mean, that was just kind of like a revolutionary thing that wasn't happening at the time. But it's funny, you know, I was going through my list, and my wife is a huge 80s fan. I can't get her to come on the show for whatever reason. No matter what we talk about, she won't record. But we were talking about some of these theme songs, and I was playing them back for her, because I'm like, should I put this one on there, or is this one better, or how do you feel? What are your memories of this one? And what she said is she didn't want me to put the Miami Vice theme on here because she said that was like the only one of them that didn't really give her the feels. You know, it didn't really make her nostalgic. Like, you know, some of the...
I think it depends on what you watched growing up in this time period, too. Yeah. Has a lot of influence on how you're going to feel when you're looking back at these.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that because all these shows I watched with my family growing up, you know, we used to get on the couch before you had DVR and we had the... my dad loved Miami Vice, you know. He didn't dress like the guy from Wedding Singer. Remember that?
Damn. Yes.
But,
and his boring with the wing doors, gold doors.
Yeah, Giulia. What was his first name?
I can't remember. I just remember Giulia Giulia.
Yeah, she was going to be Giulia Giulia if she married him. But he wasn't that far into it, but he loved Miami Vice and all these shows that I'm going to mention today. So there's a little nostalgia built in there as well with the connection I have to my childhood. So me and Wesley matching up right away. Jan Hammer's Miami Vice theme at number 5. And that'll wrap us back around to Ashley for her number 4. What do you got, sweetie?
All right. Well, like I said, what we watched in that time period is what's going to kind of influence our list. So my number 4 is The Muppet Show.
It's time to dress up right. It's time to raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight.
Why do we always come here?
I guess we'll never know.
It's like a kind of torture to have to watch the show.
Ooh, okay.
Meet the Muppets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it when it's like, why don't you get it started? like the fucking the hecklers.
Right, right. Just get like really angry.
I love the Muppet Show theme song.
No, that's a good one. That's good.
So, yeah,
I was gonna say I didn't put that down.
My list is definitely gonna gear more towards the kids shows because that's okay. What I watched in the 80s, and it fucking those theme songs stick in my head like you wouldn't believe.
A lot of 80s cartoons, huh?
A lot of 80s kids shows.
Kids shows. Okay. Because I was going to say, the Saturday morning cartoons was a phenomenon back then. 80s and 90s too, you know? None of them made my top five, but I did listen to a bunch of them in getting ready for the show. Good pick there, the Muppets.
Well, we'll see how different my list is from yours, because I wanted to kind of gear more towards the sitcoms and stuff like that, but the kids shows had all the feels for me. I couldn't fucking avoid it.
Yeah, no, I understand that. They just grab you there. I understand that. Okay, good pick there. I love the Muppets, obviously. So let's see. Who's your favorite Muppet, Ashley? Who's your favorite?
The hecklers, both of them. I fucking love them. And then Swedish Chef is after that.
Yeah, just grumpy old men, right? Can't go wrong with the
grumpy. I love
grumpy old men. I know you love grumpy. I know that lately. Okay, cool. So
I like cantankerous people. What can I say?
Cantankerous.
Little shout out to our boy. Little shout out to my boy Dan there. You know I love him.
Part of the days.
Okay.
And the cameras are off, so you can't see how hardcore I'm blushing right now.
Nice.
Thanks, G.
Yeah, I'm here for you. I'm here for you guys. Let's see. Wesley, you're number four, man. What'd you come up with over there?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm anxious to get this show over with because I got to do a lot of dishes, because what I found out is that the fish don't fry in the kitchen and the beans don't burn on the grill.
Yes!
And so, yeah, I got to go with the Jeffersons. It's iconic. It's so iconic. Everybody knows it. Even if you haven't watched the Jeffersons, you know, moving on up, you at least know the chorus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yep. Jeffersons.
Well, we're moving on.
Honorable mention for me.
It's on my honorables as well. Yeah, we recorded our regular episode yesterday, and I told Andy that we were doing this, and that was the first song he belted out. I know you guys are probably familiar with Andy on the show, and he's just so high energy, you know? So whenever I mention something, he just starts singing whatever he thinks of, and that was the first song he thought of. So, yeah, great pick. Love that show, too. It was a great show, kind of revolutionary along with what's happening, and good times, you know? So good show, man. Good show.
Hanging in a chow line.
Good pick, brother.
Sorry.
So my number four has gotten a little notoriety around our group in the last week. And I'm not mad. I'm not mad at him, because I'm going to be airing this. This episode is probably not going to air for a couple months. So maybe that'll have waned at that point. But I went with a tune that's called.
I see what you did there, by the way.
Yeah.
It might have waned.
Yeah. You like that? I don't know if anybody get that. Well, I guess I should have known you would get that, Ashley. I went with a tune called As Long As We've Got Each Other from 1985's Growing Pains. Song. This was one of the first sitcoms that I really just watched from beginning to end. I watched all seven seasons every week. You know, there were other shows that I watched regularly, but this was the first show where I was like, oh my God, I have to see it. I want to say it was on like Thursday nights back then. And I was like, Thursday night, I got to see it 8 o'clock. You know, we got to be home. I got to see Growing Pains. I got to see what happens to the characters. It was kind of the first sitcom that really wrapped me up like that. I was 10 years old when it aired originally. But some interesting facts about this song. I mean, some great voices lent their voices to this song. BJ Thomas, who you guys will probably know, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, was probably his most popular tune from the 70s. But he was the original artist, and then they started bringing in women to sing with him as a duet. So he had Jennifer Warnes join him in what ended up being the most popular version of the song. And also another shout out to Epic Film Guy, Nick, but Jennifer Warnes is, of course, popular for I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing, and I know he'll love that. In season 4, Dusty Springfield sang with BJ Thomas on this tune. She, of course, is Son of a Preacher Man, of course, is a huge hit of hers. So anyway, great song, great artistry behind the song. And again, like my wife said, it just gives me the feels when I hear it. I just goosebumps, you know, come up on my arm, and I probably have already played it during the episode here, so maybe you guys had the goosebumps. Paul and Wayne probably laughed when they heard it because they heard their version playing in their heads. Great song, As Long As We've Got Each Other from Growing Pains. It was my number 4.
Yeah.
How you guys feel about that?
Nice. No, I mean, it's in my head right now, and I'm singing as loudly as possible while not actually singing out loud.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch
it's real life.
Did you watch Growing Pains, Wes?
Oh, yeah.
Not a whole lot. I know of it, but I didn't watch this one a whole lot. It wasn't in syndication as much when I was watching the shows I was watching. But yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Because you said you were born in 85, right? Is that what you told me? What'd you tell me?
He was born in 84. December 84.
Yeah. Yes. So you weren't watching this in the hospital, bro? You're bored? Come on, dude.
not as much as you'd think.
Okay. Sweet, man. So what, let's wrap back around. What are we, number 3s, right, Ashley? What am I doing? Help me out here.
Yeah.
You're number 3. Number 3, what do you got?
Number 3 is this song. It makes me so happy every time I hear it, and I can't help but clap along with it. It's Jim Henson's Fraggle Rock.
Nice. That's on my honorable mentions. That's on my honorable mentions.
The dance cares away. Yeah. Worries for another day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's in your head, isn't it? It's like, it just makes you want to dance.
It really is. So now you got the Muppets, you got Fraggle Rock. I see what you're doing here. I see what you're doing. You're right.
I know. I told you it leans hard in a specific direction.
You're right. You're right. But you know what? Very nostalgic and a lot of fun and family friendly, Ashley. Anybody can watch these shows. Anybody can listen to it. So I respect that.
Honestly, aren't all of these family friendly? Well, Miami Vice probably had a lot of cocaine in it.
Yeah, Miami.
At least behind the scenes.
Yeah, not so much on camera.
What's that, this mustache? He's graying early. No, that's no.
Julia Gulia. Okay. Good pick there. A good pick. I love Fraggle Rock, just like I love the Muppets. Iconic. Never forget it. You know what? They do all these revivals, and these are some of the shows that I actually wouldn't mind them reviving that don't have, you know, like human actors. You know, that you could redo.
Yes.
You could redo those. You know, and maybe
they did redo the Muppet Show.
They did. They did, and of course the Muppet movie with Jason Segel was great. I thought. But yeah, you know,
and they did it where Kermit and Miss Piggy broke up when he was dating some other pig, and it was like a nighttime talk show type thing, like a Jimmy Fallon type show.
I remember reading about that, but I don't think I actually ever saw any of that because it didn't do very well. I feel like we recorded it on our DVR when we saw the announcement, and then we never went back and watched it. And we recently cut the cord and we got rid of our DirecTV, so we never got to watch it because we lost our, you know, we had to send the box.
You didn't
back.
Miss anything.
Yeah, yeah. I heard it wasn't that great, but anyway, I love those guys, and I love Fraggle Rock. So great pick, and I see what you're doing with your list there. So yeah, doing a good job.
My grandma, one time I was listening to music, I had headphones in. She goes, "What are you listening to?" I said, "Jimi Hendrix." And she goes, "Oh, he was from North Carolina." I said, "No, he wasn't." "Yeah, he was from North Carolina, and he did all those Muppets." I'm like, "No." That's Jim Henson.
Wait, Jim Henson's North Carolina?
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either. I don't think that's accurate either.
I don't think he is. No. Wow. She just thought that.
Imagine if.
I think he had something.
Oh, well.
Imagine if.
Was your grandma doing drugs?
She's walking back. She was on the Miami Vice. She was an extra on Miami Vice. She just got coked up.
Imagine. My grandma was doing blow on the coffee table watching Judge Judy.
Dude.
No, let's get it right. She was watching Golden Girls.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. She watched that too.
Imagine Jimi Hendrix's Muppets, though. That'd be fucking nuts, huh?
That would be gnarly.
Wow.
They'd all be
there
animal.
Was a couple of them, like in Fraggle Rock. There was a couple of rocker ones that definitely would have been.
Yeah.
Or like Animal.
Animal, yeah.
On
no,
the
that's
Muppet,
true. That's
babies.
True.
Yeah. Or Muppet Show.
Yeah, that's true.
Could happen.
All right. Good story there, Wes. Well, let's see, man. Let's get your number three, Wesley. What do you got, man?
You know, it's that's a surge of optimism here in the Fraggle Rock stuff. And it just makes you think back of the 80s. And it seems like things were just more innocent because it's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news.
I knew
on
it was
the
coming.
Newspaper page. Yeah, Family Matters. I mean, you gotta have Family Matters. Yeah. Just squeaks in.
Yeah.
Just squeaks in through the 80s. I mean, barely. Like, we're talking months.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. A loving tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out. Smother the blues with tenderness. Days go by. There's room for you, room for me. For gentle hearts and opportunity. Days go by. It's the bigger love of the family.
I was almost 5 years old when this came out, but still, I'm going to put it in there because it's got to be.
It's on my honorable mentions. That was a good show, man. And that was kind of at the, like you said, it was kind of at the tail end of like the 80s renaissance for sitcoms.
Oh, yeah.
It came came after The Cosby Show, if I'm not mistaken, which.
Yeah, The Cosby Show was 1984.
Yeah. So, yeah, good show, man. I put it on my honorable mentions because I did watch that show regularly. But the song, like when I went back and listened to it now, I listened to all these, including honorables. And like I said, I would get goosebumps and I would get the feels. And I love that song, but it didn't give me that kind of like punch in the stomach, that particular song. And that's why it didn't make the cut for the five. But I did love the song and I did love the show. So I got no problem with Family Matters, brother.
I'm pretty sure you'll hear another song from the same gentleman on this episode.
Ooh.
Probably not by me, but I'm pretty sure the same guy did like three sitcom theme songs, or maybe four.
Okay.
So yeah, you'll hear another one probably.
Oh, okay. Well, stand by, yeah. Stand by. A little teaser there. I like that. Keep people tuned in. That's nice. My number three, and I got to be honest with you guys, my number three was my number one for, I started working on this like last week, like a week ago, and it was my number one for until yesterday, honestly. And I got to be honest, I don't have an excuse as to why I reordered my top three. I just did because I've been listening to these.
They're interchangeable. I feel the same way about my top three because Fraggle Rock was number one for me for a couple of days.
Yeah. And yeah, that's a good point. But they're all pretty much tied. And I've said this on top five before, which is kind of a cop out. But, you know, it's like 1A, 1B, 1C. I mean, they're all tied. I could listen to any of them and love them equally. But I don't know. I was listening to them yesterday and last night. And I was like, you know, I'm going to reorder this a little bit because this has got to be number one. You know, so maybe I'll let the public opinion kind of get in my head a little bit, but whatever. So here we go. So my number three is from 1981. It is by far the oldest song and show on my top five list. It is from Greatest American Hero, a tune called Believe It or Not by Joey Scarberry. You guys know this one?
Yeah.
All I hear is the Seinfeld version of it whenever I hear this song.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
I'd forgot about that, actually.
Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else.
But yeah, you're right.
In elementary school, for some reason, I don't remember why, we had like music class and Troutman Elementary, shout out. And they would always sing Old Dan Tucker. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, the theme song to The Greatest American Hero. I don't know why she made us sing that all the time, but we sang it all the time.
That's funny, man. Did you have a connection to that then? Well, we were talking about reboots earlier. They actually are rebooting this. I don't know if the casting has been done yet, but Greatest American Hero is coming back to television. They're thinking in 2020. I read an article about that on Deadline. So, you know, that would be cool for me personally, because this happened before me, because it aired in the early 80s and I was a young kid. I mean, I was born in 75. So I remember, like, I can remember it in popular culture, but I can't remember like plot lines on the actual show. The song went to number 2 on the Billboard charts, which for a TV theme song, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, TV theme songs weren't like flying to the top of the charts ever, even in the 80s when they were kind of a thing. But yeah, believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Never thought I could be this free. But here I am. So that's my number 3, guys, from The Greatest American Hero. Mm. All right, cool. So Ashley, you ready for your number 2, sweetie, your runner-up?
Oh, no, I'm ready, yeah. So I just realized 20 minutes before we did this recording, or we were scheduled to do it, that this TV show aired in 1988, and I had to bump it up to the number 2 spot because it's fucking amazing, and it's Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
Oh, night.
Yes.
Nice.
I had to. It's so good.
Hum a little bit of that. I can't remember that. Can you hum or sing a little bit of that? Or do you recall off the top of your head?
Sometimes.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Go slipping through the cracks.
That's it.
But these gumshoes.
Because I remember.
Picking up the slack. There's no case too big, no case too small.
I can't stop. No, that's right. I remember that. But when you
just call Chip and Dale.
Yeah, you had to finish it.
Edit that out.
You had to finish the chit. When I heard you say it originally, I couldn't place it in my head. And then as soon as you started singing it, I was like, oh, yeah, I got it. So, yeah, good one. Yeah. Good one. I had forgotten about that one, honestly. And it didn't pop up on any list that I was Googling and stuff. So
I know.
Yeah, that's good that you threw that in there. Now I'll get to hear that when I go back and edit. So that's a great pick. Great pick. And you're sticking with your kids' theme. I like it.
I can't. They're the best theme songs. They're the best.
They really are good.
It might be because I've heard them the most, because it's what I watched, and I would get excited hearing these theme songs, knowing the shows I wanted to watch were about to come on.
Right.
But they just make me so hype when I hear them.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I don't blame you. So far, you're nailing it. So awesome.
Gosh, I'm pissed off because I didn't even close to think of that. For some reason, I was just thinking these cheesy 80s sitcoms.
Yeah.
And actually, you better have the number 1 because I'm not going to pick it.
You know I do. You don't have
it. Okay, good.
Are you going to reorganize your list on the fly?
I was going to pick it just now, but I thought, you know what? Ashley's probably got it for her number 1, so I'm going to leave it alone.
Of course.
But if you don't, I'm going to be pissed. So I'm going to go with my original number 2, which is lame as fuck now. the Taxi theme song.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah.
It's so catchy.
Yeah, it is.
Soft yazz.
Did you see that? This is a kind of a sidebar, but it goes along with Taxi. Did you see that Jim Carrey documentary on Netflix?
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Andy and Me or something like that, or what's it called? Where's
I watched it to try to fall asleep to one night and ended up staying up watching the whole damn thing.
That's amazing.
I mean, it was fascinating. I mean, he just really just became Andy Kaufman for 3 months. I mean, it was crazy.
Andy Kaufman was a genius. Hello, I like to do an impression for you. My first impression is a Jimmy Carter. Hello, I am Jimmy Carter.
Exactly. Yeah.
He was also a tremendous douchebag, so let's not forget that.
Well, I feel like he almost like he had to be because of the way he kind of carried himself in his career. I mean, to be honest, I mean, it'd be kind of weird if he was like a nice guy. You'd be like, why is this guy so nice? And then when he goes on stage, he's like the weirdest shit ever. That's a really cool documentary. It just kind of made me think of that when you said Taxi, because they spend a lot of time talking about Andy on that show. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome pick, man. Awesome pick. All right. So my number two has already been mentioned. You guys aren't going to be surprised. It is the theme from Golden Girls, Thank You for Being a Friend by Cynthia Fee, which was re-recorded for the show in 1984. Very popular today. It's kind of become like an anthem for friendship, to be honest. I mean, you hear it all the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know I'm a dude, but I love the Golden Girls, man. It was one of my guilty pleasures in the 80s. And if it's on TV land or whatever, I have no hesitation stopping to watch an episode or two. And like Ashley said, she got to rewatch it for her show, which I'm envious of. But, you know, Sophia was just great on that show. I mean, she, in my opinion, and we did, Ashley, you and I did sitcoms with Paul. I believe Golden Girls is on my top five. It's been forever. But what I was going to say, what I was going to say is Sophia would be probably my one of my top five characters from a sitcom.
She's amazing. She was in your top five TV moms too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, maybe that's the one I'm thinking of then. But yes, I put her on my top five.
I don't
TV
know
moms.
Any opportunity to mention Golden Girls.
Apparently,
I'm gonna snatch that shit up.
Apparently, I wonder if I could fit her into our teen movie when we do that one next week somehow. figure that out. Sophia's not a teen. What is that all about? Okay, so yeah, Golden Girls for me, my number two. It's already been mentioned by Miss Ashley over there, and that'll bring us around to our number ones. Here we go, guys. We're getting down to the nitty gritty. I'm excited. I think Wesley maybe figured out what Ashley says. I don't, so I'm kind of.
Oh, he knows what it is. I know. You don't know what it is, Gerald?
No, I'm thinking. Oh my God. I'm thinking, but I don't know. But I'm on pins and needles. Go ahead. What's your number one?
Wes, you want to help me?
Yes. Life is like a hurricane.
Here in Duckburg. Yeah, it's DuckTales.
Yeah. DuckTales. DuckTales.
There it is.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Lasers, aeroplanes, it's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! Tales of daring, do that and DuckTales. Danger, watch behind you.
Hey, you did it. With the exception of Gold Girls, you did it. You did all the animated kid shows.
I have plenty of animated on my honorable mentions, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
And I have also like a whole top five list of sitcoms that I did. So I got shit to mention at the ass, but I could not avoid how good some of these theme songs are.
Well, what's
like,
really?
You can go on YouTube and you can Google like 80s cartoon theme songs, and it'll be like 45 minutes of just theme song after theme song.
Nice.
And you can rock out to that for a good 45 minutes.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, what's cool is it eliminated a lot of crossover because I didn't think of those shows. And, I kind of like Wesley said, he kind of stuck to sitcoms for the most part. And that's kind of what I did, too, with the exception of Miami Vice. But, that's cool. I mean, like I said, I'll get to hear a lot of these that I haven't heard in forever, which I love you for that. So, great one.
Great job.
Yep.
I think outside the box. What can I say?
Yeah, you are. You're a thinker.
I'm an odd duck. Get it?
I do get it. I see what you did there. Well done. Wesley, what do you got for your number one, man? Now, this is your number one TV theme song. Yes. From the decade of the 80s.
I still feel good. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I didn't talk over you. Well, first of all, I still feel good about it. My number one. I just want to say real quick, I did check. Tailspin is 1990. Otherwise, I would have changed my number one. Yeah.
I know it is. That's why it's not in my top five.
So good. That Tailspin is just as good as those other two. I've got to go with, this is by far the best artist on any of the original 80s TV theme songs. One of my favorite personal artists, might kind of shock you a little bit, but Waylon Jennings.
Okay.
Just some good old boys.
Yeah.
Never mean it. Come on.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves. Flapping the hills. Someday the mountain might get 'em, but the law never will.
making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a true modern day Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Duke's a Hazzard.
Duke's a Hazzard. Love it. Waylon Jennings is a
that's perfect for you.
Yeah, he's Waylon Jennings is an outlaw, brother. He was a real life outlaw when he was around. And my dad was a big country music fan, so I was listening to a lot of Waylon growing up in my childhood and teenage years. So I love that pick. It's on my honorable mentions. It's just a feel good. Like they say, good old boys, right? It's just a southern tune that makes you think of those good old boys out and getting in cahoots and being on the run and all that kind of thing. So I mean, it's a great song, man. Like I said, it's on my honorable mentions. Again, I kind of stuck with the nostalgia kind of like feels, if you will. But great song, man. Great song. Did you watch Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, yeah. My grandpa watched Dukes of Hazzard a lot. My uncle watched Dukes of Hazzard a lot. I mean, back when country music was still good, you know, you're just kind of phasing through the 80s and you're getting some of the rock pop elements starting to slowly mix in. But this was still pure country at the most part. So I'm digging it.
Awesome, man. Yeah, almost like you had to watch that show if you lived in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, my gosh.
It's like a requirement. Yeah. Okay, my number one, I am absolutely fucking shocked that no one mentioned it. My number one is from Cheers.
I knew it was going to be your number one.
Where everybody knows your name. It is
It's on my top five when I stuck to straight sitcoms.
Okay,
it's actually my number three when I stuck to straight sitcoms.
The artist I don't really know, to be honest, but it's Gary Portney and Julian Williams. Recorded it in 1982 for the show Where Everybody Knows Your Name.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
It is one of those songs that basically tells you the log line for the show in the song. You get a sense of what the show is about just by seeing the intro. Not many songs can do that. You could listen to this 60-second song and you could basically know what the show is about. You know, there are all these adventures in the bar and, you know, Ted Danson, Shelley Long. I was even okay with Kirstie Alley's character later on. And, you know, they just Woody Harrelson. I mean, just such a good show, man. And I've talked about it on this show before, but it's definitely one of my favorite shows of all time in any genre. Mm-hmm. And I just have such fond memories of it. And like I said, that song really kind of encapsulates that show. Gives me those feels, man, when I hear it, you know, where everybody knows your name. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, you get hype.
Yeah, it's,
you know, it's lit. You know? I love Cheers.
Yeah.
One of my favorite shows ever. And the funny thing is, the song is almost so transcendent. It's almost like beyond just the TV theme song that I actually forgot about it, because it's just, I don't even think of it as a theme song anymore. It's just, I don't know. It's weird.
Right, right.
But
right.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it.
Right. Yeah. It is kind of synonymous with the 80s culture now. That's for sure. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, good list, guys. I can't believe. So what do we remind me? So Wes, you and I crossed over on Miami Vice. Ashley and I crossed over on Golden Girls. Did the two of you cross over? No?
Nope.
No cross.
She had a...
He wishes we did.
Yeah, damn. Yeah. I almost stole DuckTales. Almost stole it.
So only two and crossovers total. That's crazy to me. I thought we would have more than that. But hey, I guess that's good, because there was a shit ton of shows on my honorables as well that actually you guys haven't mentioned yet either, which is surprising. Let's see. Ashley, you want to go first? Give us some honorables that didn't get mentioned today, huh?
All right, so honorables didn't get mentioned. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jem and the Holograms.
Yeah, of course.
Garfield and Friends and the Beetlejuice cartoon.
Mm. I should have thought all the cartoons.
And what were your sitcoms, Ashley? You said you made a list of the sitcoms.
My sitcoms, so my top five sitcoms, it was number five was WKRP in Cincinnati. Number four was The Jeffersons. Number three was Cheers. Number two, I snuck in The Muppet Show. And number one, I put as Golden Girls.
Okay, all right. So we got a little bit of eye to eye there. Okay, good list. I love that you went the direction you went in. Because like I said, I didn't think of those. So now I get to go back and listen to them. So that's great. Wesley, you got any honorable mentions, buddy?
Well, let's see. You know, obviously, the song that makes me, this one song almost feels like it could be the theme song of Via VHS, even though it's not a movie, but Knight Rider is just so, just so hard. It's just a good theme song. Another one that I cannot believe did not get picked. It is absolutely blowing my friggin' mind. And I guess it's because people make it synonymous with the 90s, but actually it's an 80s show. It's Full House.
Yeah, that's true. That's on my honorable.
Same guy. I don't like the theme song.
You don't like the Full House theme song?
I don't know. I can't.
I will say I think the revival messed that show up a little bit because it really sucks.
Yeah, that's probably why I can't get on board with it.
But I have that on my honorables too.
Yeah, it's same guy who did Family Matters, and I think that same guy did Step by Step. It's the same guy. And then, of course, I have to mention, even this can't be on the list, but it is an 80s show. One of my favorite songs of all time, period, is by, you know, Joe Cocker, you know.
Yeah.
Come on. So, and getting high with a little help of my friends. So that's pretty good. Wonder Years.
Yeah, that's a good one. And we were talking about that before we recorded, because that would have been on my list, no question. But it was actually a Beatles song. I don't know if you know that. It was originally written by McCartney and Lennon. And then Joe Cocker recorded it, I want to say, in the 60s. Yeah, imagine that. But yeah, that's on my honorables too, just for the simple fact that it's really a 60s song. But okay, some that you guys didn't mention, I'm surprised, but let's see, The Love Boat. I mean, that's iconic.
I didn't watch some of these shows I didn't watch growing up, so they don't have the feels for me.
Yeah. I hate that song.
I kind of hate it too, Wes, which is funny, but it's just kind of like, it just kind of gets you, right? Like, The Love Boat. That's just so cheesy, bro. Yeah, it really is. You said Knight Rider already. The A-Team. You guys remember that?
Yeah, I like the A-Team one a lot. Yeah.
Intro for sure. I put Happy Days on here, which started in 74, but it ran through 84, so I felt like that would count. Let's see. You said those. Blossom. I used to love Blossom as well.
That was 80s?
I think so, right? I put it on here, but maybe...
I thought it was
somebody Google it for me. Maybe it was started in the 80s and ran through the 90s is what I was thinking, but maybe it wasn't 80s. Let's see. And then while you guys are doing that, Three's Company I put on here started in 77, but ran to 84. Charlie's Angels, same deal. Charlie's Angels was my dad loved that show too. It ended in 81, so it kind of fits the brief here. And then the only other ones that didn't get mentioned were Family Ties and Silver Spoons. I used to love the intros to those.
Another one I had was Facts of Life.
Facts of Life. Yeah, that's a good one too. That was one my wife mentioned, but I never watched Facts of Life, so I didn't really have an attachment to it. But it is a great song though. Okay, there you go, guys. You guys feel good? That's pretty good, right? We did good there. So that was our top.
I feel good.
That was our top five TV theme songs from the 1980s. This one was a lot of fun to research. I want to thank my two guests for being here. And, you know, I'm going to input all the songs, guys. So, Ashley, I'm going to go look up all your kids' tunes. And I'm going to put on my blazer with my pink T-shirt when I do the Miami Vice one and my shades. It'll be a good time, brother. And let's absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to do some of that, too. Let's tell let's tell everyone where they can find you if they don't live in North Carolina. Ashley, where can they find you on Rabbit Ears?
You can go to @RabbitEarsTVPod on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook, or you can just do a Google search and you'll come up with us. And actually, Gerald is on our most recent episode where we discussed Seinfeld. So
that was a lot of fun.
If you like Gerald, come follow him over there.
Well, don't tell people that, because there's only like three people that like me, and you guys are two of them. So
if you don't like Gerald, me and Paul kind of dominate the conversation, so it's fine.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. I'm kind of background noise, so that's fine. No, it's a lot. Your show's a lot of fun, hon. I mean, I've pumped you up on this show before, and everybody knows I love you. You're in North Carolina. You came to meet me in person, which was great, and we got a little friendship
going on.
So, twice.
Come on, raise up.
Twice. That's right. Yeah, we got a little friendship going on, and it's always awesome when you come on, actually. So, So thank you so much. And Wesley, this is, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Wesley, this is your second time, right, on the P's? And then I came on and did Ferris Bueller with you, and that was a lot of fun.
That's right.
Tell everybody, point them where you want to point them for Via VHS.
You can find me in St. Louis rolling on dubs. Nah, that's not true. you can find me on all the podcatchers Via VHS, Retro Movie Podcast. Got an 80s movie tournament coming up this month. You should definitely check out because it's great. About it.
So we have one more 80s theme bonus. And Wes, I know you're a patron, so all this stuff goes up on Patreon in advance and then it goes out to the world. But basically we're doing the TV theme songs, which will be up in May, if I'm not mistaken, which we just did. And then the last one will be 1980s teen movies. We're going to have some familiar faces on, or familiar voices, I should say, on that show as well. I got the East Coast and West Coast Justin on board for that one. And then Emily from The Story Behind, my dear friend, will be joining me. And we're going to talk 80s teen movies, which is going to be a lot of fun. And then in the second half of the year, we're going to do a 90s collection. So the only one, I'll probably reach out to you guys for help, actually, because I know you guys were pretty much 90s kids. But so far, I've got 90s, I've got 90s boy band songs I know I want to do. But aside from that, I'm struggling a little bit with what topics to come up with, because I need at least six topics from the 90s. So think on that. And then you guys tell me what you would love to do, and then I'll have you on for the one that you pick. How about that? Sounds good?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. So that's it, guys. That wraps us up for this bonus episode. And all of our information will be in the show notes. You can find us. You know where we are. Check it out. I want to thank Wesley and Ashley for being here today. North Carolina Group came in strong, and we discussed our top five TV theme songs from the 80s. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, signing off. Thanks again, you two. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I was hoping I'd get something like that out of you before I stopped recording.
You've been listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production. Support and subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blazingcariboustudios.